Christmas time falls near the winter solstice in our hemisphere. It's near the time of year where there is the most darkness during the 24-hour day. And during that time, we have the season of lights to celebrate the light of the world. And it seems fitting for Christmas to chase away the darkness. John's gospel that was read today has a much different Christmas story than the other gospels. It takes us all the way back to before Abraham, before Adam, even before creation. In the other gospels, the name Jesus is given and the name Emmanuel is given. But John calls him the Word. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God. The Greek word for word is logos. And in this case, the Word is the outward expression of the mind of God to us. As John wrote this, he knew Jesus as the man that he loved. And yet he also knew him as God incarnate, the creator of the world. And before space or time or matter were ever created, the Word existed. He's the second person of the Trinity. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all equally God, the three persons, but with different functions within the Godhead. You know, God himself is so far outside our ability to fully comprehend that he's able to have relationship within himself as three persons. And so the Word was with God. He wasn't alone, and the Word was God. He wasn't a creation of God the Father. He is equal with God the Father. Hebrews tells us that in these last days, he has spoken to us, God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world, and that he is the radiance of God's glory, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. But God would one day humble himself to become a baby for our sake. The one who spoke the world into existence, I mean, he spoke and it just leapt into existence, would become a baby for our sake. John 1:3 says, all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that's ever been made. And so the first thing that I want to share this morning is that the Word spoke light into our world. Do you know what we see with Jesus? Wherever there is darkness, he brings light. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the Bible says that darkness covered the face of the deep, but God said, let there be light. And there was light, and it was good. And when light drives out darkness, it is good. The sun, the moon, and the stars weren't even created till the fourth day. And so the light on day one is the very glory, the very nature of God. In 1 John chapter 1, it says that God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Now the Word continued speaking day after day. There's land and sky and seas and plants and animals and stars and planets, all engineered and brought into existence from the mind of the master designer, the Word. And on the sixth day was his masterpiece. God created man in his own image. Adam and Eve were able to live in the garden in perfect harmony and fellowship with God. But their perfect environment would soon come to an end. They violated the command of God to not eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when that happened, sin entered into the world. They thought they would gain wisdom and be like God. It didn't work out the way they thought it would. They had life, but now they were cursed with death. They had pleasure, but now they would have to endure pain. They were abundantly provided for, but now they had to labor for their existence. They were in perfect fellowship with God, but now that relationship was marred by sin and separation. They once lived in light, but now were saddled with spiritual darkness. Now, God had no intention of abandoning them to that darkness forever. God is light. That's his very nature. and God is life. And he would make a way for man to live. And the promise began to take shape when he cursed the serpent, when he said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And her offspring that God is talking about here is Jesus. And he would crush Satan. In him was life, and that life was the light of all men. And even though mankind was plagued by darkness, and in his nature, now man's nature was the desire to chase spiritual darkness, God's light and his leading would break through. Now the darkness got so bad that God destroyed the world by a flood, but he provided Noah to deliver a remnant. God visited Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He blessed them as the chosen people through whom he would reveal his light to the world. God gave us the law and the commandments to teach us how to live in light. He gave us prophets through the years to bring forth his word to the people. The psalmist tells us that God's word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Even though God's interactions with us and his desire to rekindle fellowship and obedience to his people were graciously given over and over, humanity always seemed to drift towards darkness. In fact, the prophet Isaiah says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. This is God's plan for that. The ones who dwelt in the land of darkness, on them a light has shone. And God allowed the darkness to intensify. You know, the darker the days, the brighter the light when it shows up. And so there was captivity and exile for the Jewish people. They were under the power of pagan nations for centuries. And to make matters even darker, God didn't speak with his people for 400 years. He wanted his people to want the light, so that when Jesus came, they would see that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness can't overcome it. And John, in bringing his gospel, makes it clear that the Word, that is Jesus, is a light that cannot be extinguished. And then John explains to us how the light entered our world. The Word cloaked himself with flesh to bring light back into our world. This first chapter, John prefaces the difficulties Jesus would have. It tells us about John the Baptist, who bore witness about the light so that all could believe through him. And John wrote, the true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He said he was already in the world, but he was about to begin his public ministry. And John continues, he was in the world and the world was made through him, but the world didn't know him. He came to his own and his own people did not receive him. But he sums it all up by saying, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory is light. Glory is God's nature. And John says, we've seen it. But too many people would rather stay in darkness. You know, I told a couple people this story a few weeks ago. I was playing hide and seek in the yard, my yard at night with Holden, and we were using flashlights. And Holden began to count, and I did not want to give my position away. Strategic, right? So I began to run toward my hiding place without using my flashlight. And I am running in the dark. I'm in my own yard. I ought to know where stuff is, right? Bam! And I hit a wheelbarrow full on. Went flying over it, tumbled all over the place. God must have been watching over me, because the worst thing that I got was a couple of bruises. But what a picture of people who prefer the darkness over the light. That's their spiritual state. And when it comes to that, our spirituality, our faith, it's not a fun game. It's reality. Choosing to follow Jesus is life and death. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. He will have the light of life. But if we choose to not follow, if we choose to reject the light, then this is the judgment. Light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light because their works were evil. Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed, But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out by God. You know, Philippians 2 contains another good Christmas passage. It's really Christmas and Easter rolled up into one. And it explains to us that though Jesus is God, he let go of certain aspects of his deity as he came into this world for our sake. And it says that he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. But the purpose of his birth was his death. He was the perfect final payment for the sins of the world that keep us in darkness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, the most humiliating death on a cross. And so we see that the Word suffered the darkness of death to bring us the light of salvation. In the Christmas song, Mary, Did You Know?, the lyricist asked, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Well, yes, she knew. At least they were told. The angel told Joseph that he would call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. But what she didn't know was how. No one at that time understood that Jesus would have to go to the cross. And even when Jesus plainly told them, they couldn't wrap their minds around the idea that the Son of God, the Messiah, the living Word, would actually be killed. First Peter says that Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. You know, Jesus was arrested in the darkness. He was illegally tried at night. People loved the darkness because their works were evil. And as Jesus hung on the cross, darkness covered the earth for 3 hours during the daytime. It seemed like darkness had won. Now, Satan has done everything in his power to bring darkness into God's creation. The temptation in Eden, trying to destroy God's chosen people throughout history. When Jesus was born, he tried to have Herod kill him by killing all kinds of little baby boys. He incited Judas to betray Jesus, thinking the death of Jesus would just end everything. He just couldn't realize how impossible it was to destroy Jesus. Jesus is light, and you can't destroy him. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus was made alive in the Spirit. And whenever it seems like darkness prevails, Jesus brings light. The Bible says on the third day, while it was still dark, but what was coming? It was right before dawn, right before the sun peeks over the horizon. His resurrection was announced by angels that shone as bright as lightning. Luke says they were in dazzling apparel, and Jesus defeated the darkness of death. And through his resurrection power, we too can have eternal life. We simply have to receive Jesus as our Lord. We believe he's the resurrected Savior, the Son of God. We repent of our darkness, our own sins, and we live for him. He said to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. And Jesus gives us, by grace, the opportunity to choose to follow him in faith, to become his children. And God has given us the Holy Spirit to dwell within us so we can be the light of Christ to others. 2 Corinthians 4 says, God says, let light shine out of darkness. And he has shone into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so as his children, the Word calls his people to share the light of the gospel. Jesus tells us, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Every Christian is to show the light of Christ. Each of us a little light, shining in a dark world, lighting it up like a Christmas tree. At least that's what we're called to do. Paul gives this description in Philippians. He says we should be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. And Peter says you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Paul said he was sent to the Gentiles to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. As believers, as we share the light, we're also called to walk in the light as he is in the light. Paul said, at one time you were darkness. We were all in darkness. But now, as Christians, we are light in the Lord. So walk as children of light. The Bible tells us we are to pursue purity, to not be yoked together with unbelievers. Because what fellowship has light with darkness? Believer, you are not of the dark. You're not of the night. You belong in the light. The Bible says, put on the armor of light and take living for the light seriously. Jesus says, I have come into the world as light, so whoever lives in me may not remain in darkness. As you look at lights this Christmas, I hope you see yourself as a Christmas light that God has lovingly used to decorate our world and light up the darkness. And as we live for Jesus, shine for Jesus, even though this world is so dark and often difficult, remember we have a promise yet to come. Jesus has prepared a place for his children. For after your life on this world is over, in heaven or in the new earth, there is no more death, no more curse, no more pain or sickness, no more tears or sadness. And if you read, you will see there's no sun or moon. But it isn't dark, ever. The light of God's glory is sufficient to give eternal light to our eternal dwelling. And so just as the Word said, let there be light, he is able to declare the light will never end. And in the last chapter, the last book of the Bible, it says that night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and he will reign forever and ever. Let's pray together. Father God, we are thankful that you have given us the light of Christ. Lord, I'm thankful for our children that shared that light this evening or this morning. Lord, I'm thankful for your word that is a light for our path, that just talks over and over about the light you bring. And Lord, I just pray that this Christmas season we open our hearts up to your light and to your life, to salvation, and to the eternal life that we have in you. And Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.